Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
Do you know what my favorite combo is?
Tell us.
Pamelo and Celsius.
Oh my God, that is not good for you.
It is the perfect combo because I just really feel like lately, I don't know why, but like ever since we got back from Rome, where I didn't have weed for a few weeks, and now that I am smoking, it's kind of making me more tired. I don't know why. Like I used to, it really gets me up and I want to clean and I want to do things. But for the last like 3 days that I've been home smoking again, it has not felt like that.
Very interesting.
So I need this Celsius to pump it back up.
As long as you're only having like one Celsius a day, I think it's okay.
That's all.
Because once upon a time there, you were having like three.
I know. It's a wonder I didn't have a freaking heart attack.
I know.
I didn't know it had all that caffeine in it.
You're like, this is a magic drink. It makes me feel great.
Well, it just had blueberries and raspberries, so I thought I was drinking something super healthy.
Oh, my God.
I did. I thought it was just like sparkling water.
Classic.
Yeah.
Not quite.
So what you been doing?
I'm exhausted.
Why?
Because I've been outside in the sun and the heat all day.
Horses.
I didn't go to the pool today, but I've been to the pool a lot this week. I feel like I got like an overload on the sun, you know?
Yeah, I actually, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, but mostly day before, sat out by my pool. And I got so much sun and I was just so exhausted the two nights after I'd been in the sun like that.
Yeah, I'm zapped. But you know what I did do today, actually? I feel like you probably don't care, but I didn't even realize that the new season of The Bachelorette aired a couple weeks ago. Like it started airing. So I caught up on the new season of The Bachelorette. And I just have to say, the guys just keep getting weirder and weirder that they cast for that show. Like it's like they're just grasping at straws here, trying to find decent dudes, I feel like.
Because I don't think like, this is so horrible. I'm probably so politically incorrect. It's insane.
Here we go.
But I just feel like they're not like real men.
Yeah. Like there's no like super like, what's the right word?
Masculine.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like a nicer way to say it. But like, I just like guys are a little bit more like rough around the edges, like a little more scruffy. Just a little more like manly. And I just feel like that's not what's happening anymore.
I'm sorry. I mean, I am the queen of my man. He is probably the most masculine human being alive, but I can never see Dominic Purcell in cropped pants above the ankle with no socks and loafers.
It is such a bad look, but men, it's like men everywhere rock that.
It is disgusting. I do not want to see their ankles. I'm sorry.
I don't get it. I just like, and loafers are just not it.
It is so just to me. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And what I noticed, because I watched the first two episodes today, and night one, when they're all in suits, you know, and they like get out of the limos and stuff. I never think anyone's good looking night one. But then on the second day, when they're in their casual wear, there's a few standouts. And I'm like, oh, he's kind of cute. Oh, he's kind of cute. But I hate the suits. Like, I hate it more than anything.
So much.
They don't look good. Everybody looks the same. Like, if I were the Bachelorette, I would be like, we're ditching the suits, we're ditching the gowns, and we're going to wear our normal clothes so that I can see your personality and what you're wearing before I make this decision here.
Agreed.
So we'll see. But there's some weirdos. There's some weirdos this season.
Yeah, I have to start it. Because I actually do like The Bachelorette.
I do too. I do think The Bachelor is usually more dramatic because girls are so nuts. And when there's all those girls, there's a lot of drama. But I do like watching The Bachelorette because for the dudes. Like, I love to see, like, the way they handle everything because, you know, there's always, like, a whole bunch of them that just want to, like, bro out and just, like, are there to, like, hang and be bros. And then there's a couple of them.
That's because they're there just to be on TV.
Well, exactly. And then there's always a couple of them that are like, I'm not here for this shit. Like, these bros are on spring break. Like, I'm here to find my wife. This shit's ridiculous. But then they get so, like, extra about it that you end up not wanting to keep them there either. So, like, it's just funny to see how they act.
Agreed.
And there's always one or two that are, like, little bitches that love to rat on everybody else. So it's, like, funny to see who those guys are.
Oh, my God. Remember, was it The Bachelorette that had Chad?
Oh, yeah. He was, like, the ultimate villain. The ultimate. He was on JoJo's season. So Wells was Wells was in the house with that guy.
I remember that. It's so funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I mean, honestly, I felt like he was just screwing with all them in the best possible way.
I think so, too. Which is actually genius because you get so much TV time.
I know. Anyway, what brought that conversation up?
Because you asked what I'd been doing, and that's what I've been doing today.
Got it. Honestly, yeah, the 4th of July and today both were very slow days for me, too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Like, I'm better off when I'm busy, but yeah, it was good.
It's nice to slow down some.
It really is. We had a very nice 4th. It was wonderful.
How is Dom adjusting back to the good old US of A?
Freaking amazing. I mean, seriously, like a little kid went to bed and got up and headed straight to the tennis courts both days.
Really?
Yes. And then went surfing. Even though there's like really no waves here, he was like, I've just got to get in the water. So he's literally played tennis and surfed both days he's been home. And he is so happy.
Is he experiencing jet lag or did he have no problem?
He's fine. He kind of has been like, we have like waking up at like 5.
Okay.
But like for like 10 minutes. And then can fall right back asleep. Mine, I was up for like an hour and a half and then would fall back asleep.
Right.
But yeah, he's so glad to be home. And it's beautiful in LA right now.
I've heard that.
It's very, very nice.
I've heard that. It is so insane to me how June gloom is actually a thing.
It's so cloudy in Malibu right now still. It is like, it's like dark.
Ew.
It's so weird.
Well, I hope that doesn't continue into August because, you know, we got important things going on.
I know. It better not. I think August, September, and October are kind of like our best summer months.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
At least the valley's getting some sun.
Kind of like perfect. Like 82 and a nice breeze and just full sun.
Love that for you.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
What have you been watching? Anything good?
Okay, so are we going to start our off limits now since we've already talked about The Bachelorette?
Let's do it.
Okay, so I was trying to finish Silo, which I actually did finish. But like, it took a long time to get there.
Okay, well, are you going to talk about the finale? Because we got a spoiler alert for the stoner so we don't ruin it for him if we're going to chat about it.
Yes. Okay, stoners, we are going to chat about it. So,
a quick 1.5 minutes
of Silo.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think?
Go. Well, I loved it. And it definitely caught me by surprise that the green outside was the fake. I was very convinced that outside was green and that the gray world was a facade that they wanted you to think. It was obviously the opposite.
Yes.
Totally shocked me. Also, I didn't even think that there could be other silos. So seeing that at the end was another big shock. So whenever a TV show like manages to actually twist at the end and actually surprise me, I'm always just like so obsessed with it. Like, I still have so many more I actually have more questions than I did before. But I think that's good for leading into a season 2. And I've been watching a lot of interviews with Rebecca Ferguson, who's the lead actress. And hearing her talk about season 2 is super exciting because she's so excited about it. And I think it's going to be like a fresh new take on the show for season 2.
So do you think that they'll continue in the silos, I guess, but then also follow her story?
Yeah, I think they'll definitely continue in that silo, and you'll see what, like, what her leaving, you know, what repercussions that has and like all that. But I wonder, like, is she going to try to get into another silo? Like, because if the world is really devastated, where she has nowhere to go, right? It's like, my big question, my first question was like, how long until she runs out of oxygen in that little suit she's in, you know, or how long
does she really need to be in the suit?
Well, yeah, because that's the whole thing, is everybody else dies because they have the bad heat tape. And her old lady friend that never left her room until the very, never left her room till the end there, stole good heat tape and swapped it out for when they put her in her suit with the good heat tape. That's what that note was about. So everybody else,
I might have fallen asleep during that part.
Yeah. So after a few minutes, you know, everybody else actually does die, and she didn't because of that heat tape. So, but the question is, like, how long does the heat tape last? Like, or how long until she can't breathe?
Yes.
So I kind of, my theory is that I think she might try to get into another silo.
And then it'd be about that silo.
And yeah, and maybe just like we get a glimpse of like what the other silos are like. Could be cool.
Very cool.
So yeah, I love the show.
Well, I loved the ending. That's what, you know, I was like glad that what happened happened. But it took me, like, I was struggling to keep up with it to get to that part, but I'm glad that I did.
Yeah. All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal, yes, which is. Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
Well, this is amazing. So tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like, I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus, they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
I tried once again to watch Cruel Summer. I just can't.
Yikes.
It is just terrible. I'm sorry. Like, the first season was so stinking good. Like, I loved it so much. And this season is just not good. It's just not. I'm not caught up on it. I'm not even going to try to finish. And then I just saw I don't know if it's a show or a movie. Is it called Hijack on Apple?
Oh, yeah, with Idris Elba.
Yes.
Is it good?
I haven't watched it. I was going to start it tonight.
I haven't started it either. Wells did and said it was great. So it's on my to-do list.
Ooh, I'm glad it's good.
I love Idris Elba. He's one of my faves.
He is absolutely amazing.
He's a hottie.
Yep, he sure is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's not a whole lot of great TV on right now.
No. There's just really not. That's such a bummer because I feel like in summer is when people want to watch stuff.
I disagree. I think that's when they're outside doing things. Yeah, traveling. I feel like it's
maybe.
I think winter is when people want to watch TV.
I just love to watch some kind of like almost shows like about summer or about, I don't know. Like, I just love to watch it in the summer. I don't know what it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I definitely think I have more time for television in the winter.
And that's true. Most people probably do.
It gets dark so much earlier. You come inside earlier. You wind down earlier. Like, you know.
Yeah. And you don't want to be outside. So, yeah.
Right. Although after a week of just sweating my ass off out here in the Tennessee humidity, I have just really like, I have been walking around all day thinking about how much I love winter and can't wait for it to be cold. And that I really am just a happier human when it's cold outside. I was also thinking about how much I love air conditioning, and I just don't understand how people survived without it.
Honestly, I don't either.
Even in the car, thank God for air conditioning.
I mean, seriously.
It's the most genius invention that's ever been invented.
Ever. And honestly, like being in Rome where most people don't have air conditioning, it was like, absolutely no way. Like, I don't know how they do it.
Especially Rome, because it's hot as hell there. Like,
it is freaking hot.
I don't know what the winters are like there, but the summers are hot. Like in South Africa, not a ton of people have it either, but it gets hot there too, but not for very long. But in countries where it's not so hot, like I get it. Like when I was in Alaska, I don't think a lot of people have air conditioning there either. I get it. It's not ever that hot there. But yeah. Italy was scorching.
It was so hot. And like so many places did not have air. And it was unbearable. It truly, truly was. Yeah. But yeah. Well, I'm definitely not a winter person. I'm totally different. And I'm loving this beautiful sunny weather that we're having.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's been gross here for so long. And it's so unlike LA to have had like literally like 7 months of gray. And so it's crazy here right now. Everybody is so happy.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, should we get into some DRMTs?
We have some.
I think so.
Hey, this is Hannah. I am just calling in to say that I freaking love your episodes And I gotta say, I don't care how high Tish is, I'm literally never gonna not listen because it's freaking hilarious. I was wondering, I guess I have a high design question. I'm looking for a good, like, corner shelf for a small coffee area. Maybe I'll post some pictures on the Facebook page, but I'm wondering if you guys have any places that you usually shop for little furniture like that. Hopefully nothing too crazy expensive. So I appreciate your input and keep the episodes coming.
Love her. Thank you. She said I can be as stoned as I want.
Don't encourage her, stoners. Don't encourage her.
Okay, but the number one place, like, I swear, I feel like they have any and every kind of furniture that you could ever possibly want. And it's always such good prices is Wayfair.
Oh. Yeah.
I just think Wayfair is, like, so great at having, like...
Remember that time I thought they were selling kids and cabinets?
Yes, I do.
I actually kind of still think that could be true, but carry on.
That is not true. Absolutely not true. But anyway, Wayfair always has just the absolute best possible options for especially cabinets. So I would say Wayfair and honestly, Amazon.
That's true.
Amazon honestly really does have some great furniture.
You just have to read the reviews with Amazon.
Totally.
Make sure you read the reviews. Also, I thought I heard her say shelving was an option. Anytime we need shelving, we go to IKEA because it's so cheap and pretty easy to install. Shelves actually, and they just always like look really great.
They really do. I just ordered two in the white,
in the white oak veneer.
Yes, I do.
White oak veneer.
And guess what I'm making with it? Like what? Her, a little coffee station.
Oh, cute. Where?
So remember, in my mudroom, we took out all the shelving, and I just got this beautiful buffet, and I'm going to put shelves above it and make a little coffee bar.
I see. Very cute.
Yeah.
Hi, Fish and Brandy. This is Emma calling from Chicago. So I wanted to ask you both what you think makes a really good guest bedroom. So my husband and I share a two-bedroom, and our second bedroom is a guest room, but we also use it to house our record player, and we read in there. So it's kind of a multi-purpose room, but we also want to make it really cozy when all of our friends and family come and visit. So we have a futon now. We kind of want to get rid of that, but we don't know what to replace it with because we don't want to take up the entire room of the bed. So if you have any suggestions, please let me know. I love you both so much and can't wait to hear what you suggest.
I'm loving all these high design questions.
Okay. Well, first of all, I know exactly what you have to do to this room.
Oh, well, great.
So I really have always followed this Instagram of this hotel in Laguna Beach called Hotel Joaquin. And their decor just, it is my favorite. Their lobby, and I think you can find it on Pinterest and or on their Instagram. But like, it is so vibey, and their rooms are, like, their actual guest rooms are so small, like, super small, but every single one has a record player, and it is the vibiest, sickest place I've ever been. And so I was thinking, if your husband's a handyman, or if you all like to do DIYs, it was so cool, because all of their beds were just, like, the shelving and the bed were, like, the same wood, just like a white oak wood. And it would be so easy to build. And so it was like the record player was like built into like almost like a nightstand. It was so cool. And then it was connected to the bed. And then there was another nightstand, you know, still connected. But it was also like a couch. Like it was like not a king size bed. It was like enough that it was built in that like it was a mattress that you could sleep on that was really comfy. But you could also make it up and it would just look like a really sick deep couch. It was so cool. And I have to post pictures because honestly, it sounds like it's just like looks so simple to do.
Yeah, that's all. It's funny. That's kind of exactly what I was picturing. Is one of my favorite like inspo places for interiors is like Anthropology.
Yes.
And Urban Outfitters Home, which is actually they're all the same company, I'm pretty sure. But I always see the cutest like daybed vibes on Anthro. They do such a good job of like doing these daybeds that just like look chic, but also comfy enough to just lounge on as a couch. But then when you do have guests, they have somewhere comfy to sleep. I actually have a little daybed on my back porch, and you could totally do something like that indoors. I mean, honestly, it might even be for indoors, but we put like an actual twin mattress on there, like a really comfy plush pillow top mattress on there. And like, I could totally sleep on that thing. So I think totally. As long as you get something like an actual nice mattress to put on whatever daybed or something that you come up with, I think that it'll be comfortable enough for guests. And then, you know, you can just make it like chic enough for it to be like a little sitting room that you guys can use when no one's there.
I just absolutely love that. I'm going to pull pictures right now from their page so you can see what I'm talking about. It's just absolutely the cutest place I've ever seen.
Make sure you send it to Sarah so she can post on the gram.
Okay.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Hey, guys. It's Christine Brandy from Indianapolis. We're sisters, and we're going to take turns asking our questions. Hey, guys. So our first question is, we have to know, when are we going to get an episode of both of you on the Pamela? We feel like this is such a necessity and all the stoners need to know this. Yep. And number two. All right, Brandy, this one's for you. Other than Travis Kelce, who would you shoot your shot with? We need more tea on your dating life. And Tish, you guys make jokes about your possible upcoming book. If this were to happen, tell us about one juicy chapter. Love you guys. Sorry, we're tipsy.
Bye. There's something. They are asking the hard-hitting questions.
They are.
I think we might need to have them be guests on the podcast.
Like, it's insane. They're good.
They're good. Maybe they need their own podcast.
Or maybe they need to produce our show and come up with our the things that we need to talk about.
Seriously. I thought they were stoned the way they were talking, but I guess they were a little tipsy. Okay, here's why we can't both be on the Pamela. Because someone has got to keep the episode rolling, and if we're both on the Pamela, nothing will happen at all. Nothing will happen.
I think you get too paranoid when you've smoked.
You do?
I just think that you don't enjoy it that much.
That's because I'm a control freak. And that's what happens when I drink, too. Sometimes I'm like, I can't just like let loose because I'm
you
too.
You can.
I got to stay in control.
And see, that's why I smoke it, is because like usually I'm pretty uptight kind of gals.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need it to chill.
Well, maybe we could give it a go when I come out there in August. We could try a double Pamelo, but I'm warning you guys, it might not be much of an episode. It might just be a lot of like laughing and like, what was the question? I don't know.
Oh, and I know.
It'll be a disaster, but we could try it.
And maybe we'll have somebody else on with us that day that can try to keep us together.
That would probably be smart.
I love that question. And that's then, wait, funny. What was the other question?
Okay, well, she asked me about my dating life. And honestly, honey, unfortunately, there's not much to tell. Obviously, I love Travis Kelce. He was just in Nashville recently. I think I already talked about this, but like everybody was texting me, telling me he was here. The other celeb crush that I totally actually do want to shoot my shot with, but I just don't want to do, I just feel like DMing on Instagram is so cringy. Like,
that's what I did.
I know, but you're old, no offense. And like, that kind of works for you guys. But I feel like the younger gen, like sliding into the DMs can be like a little cringe. So I don't know, but I love Brandon Splinar he was in 1923. He's like my ultimate celeb crush right now, besides Travis Kelce. Two totally different guys, by the way. But you know, I can kind of swing one way or the other. Like, I don't really have like an exact type. But anyway, I just don't know. Like, the only option is to DM him, and I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either, but I mean, worked for me.
I friggin' hate you. All right, this worked for me. Let's hear about a chapter in your juicy book.
Oh, jeez. I mean, this tea is just too hot, Diane. I mean, like, the tea that I could pour out. Oh, shoot.
She's not kidding either.
I have so much tea. Like, honestly, to be honest, if I answered this question like I want to, the whole world would just blow up.
Yeah. It's so true.
So I'm not going to do it.
But someday you gotta.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's just too good.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, stoners, like, you just don't really understand my life. It's like,
no one does. That's why there needs to be a book.
Everything that I know is like scandalous.
That's what we need to know. Okay. Instead of telling us a whole story, give us a name of one of the chapters, just a name, something you would name a chapter. I feel like you've already said this, but I was thinking like barefoot and pregnant.
Oh gosh.
That's a good chapter.
That is good.
I know.
Yeah.
Or how about I threw a phone at his head.
Oh, I know. I threw a phone at his head is good.
Okay. That's all we get.
That's all you get.
Hey, Mama Tish and Brandy. This is Alex. I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. Shout out to Brandy. I know you're from here. And congrats to Mama Tish on your engagement. So happy for you. My question is, can we get Mama Tish on more of that Pamela Anderson? Because that was my favorite thing ever, having her on there. And I'm looking for it in Colorado and they don't have it. But I need to live vicariously through Mama Tish smoking that Pamela since I can't get it. So can we get more? Thanks. Bye.
Is that what you're smoking right now?
Oh, Tish is on the Pamelo right now.
Okay, Mom, I really think that you need to talk to them about doing like a Tish Pamelo collab and getting this weed like in Colorado and places where people can buy it.
This is a fabulous idea.
Because I think a lot of people are probably looking for it because you rave about it on here.
You're right.
Yeah.
What about the Tishalo?
Honestly, it kind of goes with Tisha Lorette. I'm here for it.
I know.
We could be smoking the Tishalo on the Tisha Lorette.
I feel like the Tishalo is great.
How do we do this? Do you know where you got it? Can you go talk to them?
I need to, yes. I'm going to figure this out.
I'm taking my 15% just so we're all clear.
This is so good. Our Pam and I could just be combined. We can be the, I don't know, something fun.
I really think you should do this. We'll talk
Me
to my
too.
Friend. We'll talk to JB about getting it in Colorado.
Love.
Yeah.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Zoe. I've been listening to the podcast since y'all started in 2020. My question is, I guess, for the whole Cyrus family. I know that you all have tons of pets and your houses always look like impeccable in any picture you post, which of course I know is always like best case scenario, but whatever.
I have the hairiest dogs ever. I have a Bernese Mountain Dog, an Australian Shepherd, and I feel like I am just living in dog hair all the time. So I'm curious what all of your strategies are for keeping your house as hair-free as possible while still, like, letting your pets kind of run free around the house. And because, like, I love to cuddle with my pets. So anyways, looking forward to your answer. And thanks so much. Bye.
So Brandy isn't as OCD as I am. So
nowhere near. In fact, my house is a disaster on every day except the day the housekeepers come. And let me tell you what, girl, you just got to learn to live with it. You just got to live in the dog hair. That's what I do. It's floating around at all times. My bed's covered in dog hair. Like, I just have to not care. Otherwise, it would drive me absolutely crazy. And I wouldn't even be able to enjoy having the dog. So I have just accepted it. I've accepted it.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't accept it. So basically, when I still had my big white shepherd, like, I just did nothing but vacuum. I vacuumed at least 2 to 3 times a day. Because it would just drive me so insane. And you know me, I love a gate and to block off rooms.
Like, I was going to say that. I do that too.
Yeah. But again, like, mate, my dog that had a lot of hair, like, would sleep with me and you know, all the things. So, like, you do have to just kind of know you're going to deal with that. But it absolutely would drive me nuts. And literally, there was just nothing to do about it except vacuum. It helps to have like a cordless vacuum.
It does. The other thing I do, because my dogs get in my bed also, and Astra sleeps with me and her hair's the worst, I keep like some sort of blanket over top my duvet cover as like a little top layer so that I, instead of having to wash all my bedding every 2 or 3 days, I just change out the top blanket like probably every other day. And I have 3 or 4 that I can just like wash one, throw another one on, wash that one, throw. And that helps me keep dog hair off the bed without having to just strip everything. But I do have to strip my sheets, like, and I usually swap my duvet cover twice a week and do my sheets every week just because of the dog hair. And that's just kind of part of it. Like, if I'm going to let Azzy sleep with me, then I got to do that, all that. I also do block off rooms, like, the whole bottom, like, main floor, the dogs kind of have free reign, but I don't let them upstairs unless, like, someone's here and takes them up there. But I have that blocked off. And also, like, they love being in my room, of course, because I think it's their fucking room. So during the day, I block it off so they can't go in there during the day. And I only let them in there at night, like, as when I'm watching TV before bed. And it helps keep my room at least, like, not so. But if you have dogs, you just got to live in it.
It's true. It's very true. I think just, like, even because it's so easy to just take a sheet off and wash it. Like, I that's what I do with mate. And over my duvet, over all my things, I would just lay a big king sheet over it all and then just change that out. And it just made it so much better.
Yeah. I also just, I think I posted this on my Instagram, but I've been eyeing, I know you have the Etude sheets somewhere, I think maybe in the basement. I've been eyeing the duvet cover and it's expensive. It was like $250, but I finally just bought it. And I, not only do I love it, I love the color, I love the way it feels, but I've noticed the dog hair doesn't stick to it as bad as whatever I was using before. So maybe if you are in the mood to splurge a little, you could try the Etude sheets or duvet cover. And yeah, there's something about it. The dog hair just doesn't really stick so bad.
You know what I love is my Amazon duvet cover and duvet I bought. I have these other ones that are more expensive and all this stuff, and the most cozy ones I have are literally the Amazon.
But are yours made from sustainable materials and made with less water to help save the planet?
I don't know.
Mine are.
Well, I like mine.
You're killing the planet almost as much as the frickin' fireworks are.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
Even get me started on the rant for fireworks, but...
Everybody that I've talked to today has been talking about this. Not to mention LA, like, it did not help because it was like even 3 days before the 4th of July. Like, the pollution in the air from all the fireworks is insane.
Yeah. So, stoners, I gotta say, I feel like some people maybe just don't know if they don't have animals, but fireworks are so terrifying to farm animals, some dogs. like my poor horses were a nervous wreck. Whatever night that was last night.
Yeah.
There were so many fireworks going off in this neighborhood and they were so loud. They were like shaking the house and the poor horses were a nervous wreck. Happy wouldn't come out from under my bed for hours, my dog. So like, I don't know, just think twice before you set off fireworks because it really messes with the animals and it's killing our planet.
It is. Poor little Bogey, my little dog. He was so terrified. I mean, like, he was like convulsing. He was shaking so hard.
So sad.
And like panting so hard. I honestly thought he might have a stroke.
Dope.
It was so sad.
Yeah. Happy was the same.
So yeah.
Let's not ban fire.
I would love that.
Well, before we get on out of here, you got any baked goods? You been buying anything on Amazon?
I don't think I have.
Did you return my coffee carafe that I accidentally sent to your house?
No, but I should. And didn't you send something else?
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, no.
A pool blower floater.
I didn't do that.
Oh.
I don't even see that in your order history.
Oh, because I didn't order it. It's like something to blow up floats.
Oh, I don't even see that on here. Was it Amazon?
Yeah.
I bet it was. It's not from you. It's not from me.
Weird.
Is that not, that's not on here. Maybe it was the wrong address.
Maybe.
I see a Whole Foods order.
Yeah.
And a Ninja Fit.
Yep. That's about all.
And some clear glasses for water juice liqueur. Wine goblets. Set of six.
I didn't get those.
Shipped to Tish Cyrus.
What?
Redco classic clear glasses for water juice. Wine goblets. Set of six.
I don't even remember ordering that.
Were you on the Pamelo?
Maybe. But no, I haven't really bought anything.
Yeah, you haven't really. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Very impressed. Well, I bought, I didn't get it on Amazon, but I did get it on Zappos, which actually is Amazon somehow. Mm. I don't know how they're connected, but they are. But I am leaving in 2 weeks to go to Montana and Wyoming to do some hiking and camping and stuff. So I've been wearing...
Oh, you are.
Yeah,
I am.
Sure am. Maybe I'll find a cowboy husband while I'm there. That would be great. But I've been wearing the same hiking boots for years. Like I have a pair from North Face that I do like because they're so lightweight and they're great. But I've literally, I think I bought them for my Iceland trip, like back in like 2018, 17. So it, like, it's been a hot minute. And Alaska really did a number on them when we got caught in the thunderstorm. So I bought a pair of Hoka hiking boots. People rave about Hokas for like walking and running. I know they're like for people that have any type of like arch issues with their feet or like any like, hey, you know, anybody with like painful feet for any reason, like just rave about Hokas.
Hmm. Is that the one with the little circle thing?
No, I think that's On Cloud.
Oh.
Yeah, Hoka, Hoka. Okay. A lot of them are hideous and very dorky, but Free People always carries them in like really cute colors. So I went on Free People to like look around and then I found the ones on Free People on Zappos for way cheaper. So I bought them and tried them on and I love them. They're so lightweight and they definitely have something going on in the footbed to like make your foot not like it's like it doesn't let you rock back on your heels or on your toe. I don't know. It does something and it's so comfortable and they're so lightweight and just so cute. So if you guys are looking for any like running shoes or hiking shoes, like check out some Hokas.
Are they super lightweight?
Very lightweight, especially for hiking boots, because hiking boots can be very heavy.
That's what I figured.
Especially because I always like the ones that come up over the ankle for the ankle support. And they can get heavy, and these are not. They're very lightweight.
Hmm.
And waterproof.
Cute.
Yeah. I'll be on the lookout for my cute hiking content.
Ugh. That sounds horrible.
I can't wait.
The thought of hiking is like that somebody likes that is insane to me.
The view is just, at the top is just so beautiful.
It's just you're sweaty and dirty.
Actually, in Wyoming, you don't really sweat that bad because it feels so great outside. There's no humidity. It's much cooler.
I'm going to be sweaty and dirty. It's going to be doing
that. No.
It's not going to be doing that.
It's not going to. Let's be honest. It's not going to be doing that either.
Oh, honey, it is in about. I'm counting her on down that we get out off here. Okay, stoners. Well, love y'all.
Love y'all.
See ya.
See you next time. Did you guys even ever do that in Italy?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Great. Love that for you.
Not that because it was like Rome's the whatever. It's supposed to be the most romantic city in the world. I don't understand that. Why?
I don't think it is.
I need to be by the ocean.
I feel like they say that about Paris.
Oh, yeah, they do say that about Paris. I don't get that either.
Yeah, no, either, really.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.